You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Andrew McCart, IFL TV in association with MTK Global. Delighted to be joined by Lee McGregor, but gutted at the same time. Twice now, this fight, this European title fight, the biggest fight of your career has been called off, mate. It's good to see you're smiling about it, which is good, but man, how are you feeling? How what's your initial thoughts right now?
I'm gutted. I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but the first time when the first fight got postponed, I was absolutely devastated. I really was, like, pissed off, like really angry and everything like that. Whereas this time, I don't know, I just feel a bit more positive. But I think that's maybe just because I'm seeing how I'm progressing in the gym. And going into this fight, I've said that fight getting postponed was probably a blessing, because the way me and Ben have clicked and the way I've clicked and the way I've been performing the past couple of weeks, which wouldn't have been the case if obviously the fight took place in November, there's been big improvements. So I was absolutely buzzing to get in there. But then at the same time, I'm just thinking to myself, like, it's even more time. Like, as much as it is really frustrating, it honestly is. And I'm just need to try and stay as positive as I can be. But at the same time, like, I am gutted, to be honest.
The thing is, as well, was I've seen that Gurfey put out an Instagram post saying you broke up there. Are you still there? There you are. I said that Gurfey put out an Instagram post saying that he's gutted and blah, 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 and that his next opponent might not be you now. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. I don't understand it, to be honest, because I'm going to be ready sooner than anyone. I'm ready now. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to fight right now. Like, the board give me, let us fight, we'll fight next week. It's totally out of our hands. So I don't know where he's getting this different opponent from. It's a bit weird, to be honest, because the fight's made, the fight's happening. It's just there's hurdles in the way, and we're going to overcome the hurdles, and we're going to get in the ring. Like, there's no way like that. That he's just going to bypass me. But like, the fight's been made. So, but I've got the best team. He's with MTK. I'm with MTK. I'm sure they'll do what's best for both of us. And I think what's best for both of us is to get this fight on, because it's a cracking fight. Everybody wants to see it, and like I've said before, it's delaying the inevitable for me. I firmly believe I'm going to become European champion. It's just there seems to be many obstacles to overcome, but I'm sure it'll all be worth it when I eventually do get to step through them ropes. But like I was saying through this camp, I have been saying, I'm not going to get excited until I'm literally walking to the ring, because I had a funny feeling this something like this was going to happen again.
Why did you have that feeling? Is it just because, obviously, with the cases rising and stuff like that, you thought, please, please don't? I mean, football's still rugby's still going on and stuff like that. So,
yeah, I think it's still just with how good I was feeling, how well I was performing, how well everything was going. I just knew that it was too good to be true. And like you say, with everything that's going on and things rising, and I just, there was something in the back of my mind. But at the same time, I still had a lot of hope, because following the right protocols, like the football and boxing has been doing for the past 5-6 months, I was like, nah, this, we will get there. But it's just so sickening for me, because I trained for the November date, and I was trained all the way through. Got myself in a serious condition. Then, totally out of my hands, I ended up getting the virus, which the show still went ahead. So, if I was fine and never got the virus, I could be sitting here European champion now. But shows kept on carrying on. So, I got back into training, got myself in a serious condition again. And here we are, 2 weeks out, same as last time. Finished my I had a couple more sparring to go, to be fair, this week and that, but I've done a couple of 12 round spars. It's like the 12 round spar curse. I said that to Ben, and says, I think we need to stop the 12 round spars. Every time we have one, then that last spar gets cancelled. But it's like, it's just my luck. It's like, so when I got over COVID and I started getting really back into it, feeling back to myself, pro in a lot better position than I was going into the November fight. Everything's fine. And then it just gets took out of my hands again, with like totally like, and this is even worse now because it's not even the government or anything that's put a stop to it. It's just been the stress, obviously, the board having to get officials and staff, and I can totally understand, but at the same time, it's just, it's devastating.
Mm-hmm. So what's your plans now? I mean, you could easily, the board can easily say fights back on in February. They could give the go ahead. I think they're going to review it end of January, so they might get the go ahead to go February. So for you, are you going to come back up the road, see your family for a little bit, or are you going to stay down there and train with Ben and just make this a longer camp?
Yeah, well, that's what I was, obviously, today I could easily went back up the road, which I was considering.
Your family were
honest,
down there with you, you said, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, my girlfriend and daughter was down here, so they were going home today. So it's been a good week seeing them because I knew it was the last week I was going to get to see them over New Year. Spent New Year with them, nothing exciting. We're just down here in the house, down here, just us, sleeping by 11 o'clock, sparred 12 rounds on New Year's Day. So, but it was just nice to have them down with me, spend a little bit more quality time because I knew, obviously, well, 3 weeks on Friday the fight was, that would be me. They were away today and I wouldn't see them again until after the fight. So it was looking like I wasn't going to see them for 3 weeks, which is a long time. So it was nice just to get them down with for this last week and give me that little boost before I head right into the last part of camp and things start getting tougher and gives me that wee bit of extra motivation that I needed. But they leaving today and then me getting that news coming through no long before their flight, I was like, did I book a flight and just come back up the road and recharge and everything like what I'd done last time, or did I just stay down here and try and stay on it and stay as positive as I can, which is what I've done. Spoken to my team, we're just obviously nothing's set in stone yet or anything like that, but I'm just hoping that, yeah, like you say, if the board are going to allow it to kick back in February, then I'm sure MTK will be on it and we'll have a new date as soon as, because this delaying is just starting to really get on my nerves now, to be honest.
You're not the only one, mate, to be honest. I was out in Texas for Canelo and Callum Smith, and just going back to that, like, I don't know, because it's got a little bit more sunshine over there, they don't get the flu as much, but just having them 12,000 fans there in that arena, it was a 60,000 arena, but the 12,000 fans, man, just hearing that atmosphere again, I was like, we need the fans back in the boxing. So are you hoping that this year we might get, like, we've seen it at the Joshua fight against Poole, but for you, Lee, are you hoping that maybe you can get back up the road and defend that European title, all going well, with fans, do you know what I mean? Like, get that buzz back.
Well, that's the only positives that I'm taking from this horrible, horrible time just now is it's in God's hands, isn't it? And like, if it's going to be what it's going to be, like, there's genuinely nothing I can do about it. And like I said, November fight getting pushed to January, I said to myself after a couple of weeks back down here, that was a blessing. Like, I'm in a much better position than what I was going into the November fight. And it's just going to be the same again for when we get a new date. And also, crazy things are happening. Like, who knows with what's going on? I might end up actually getting a fight for the European title and in front of a crowd, maybe even in Scotland. Like, genuinely, like, we don't know what's happening. It's not looking good, but the main thing is I just want to get in that ring where Kareem Griffey and get that European title. Like, I've been thinking about this guy since September now. I just want to get in there and punch him in the face.
You know, that you got itchy knuckles. I know what you're like. You're like Josh Taylor in that way, man. That, see, when you put gloves on, a different demeanor comes over you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're just little cycle. Your little psychopaths. That's what I like. But good in that sense. But
yeah.
You mentioned there that you don't know what's going to happen. It's a crazy time that we're living in. Like, we've seen fighters jump in at world level and stuff like that already. So you winning this European title, are you sort of like, as I don't know, Ben will probably pull the reins on you a little bit and MTK.
Yeah.
Big opportunities might come this year if you win this European title. You're only 23 years old, 24 years old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You've only had 10 fights or whatever it is. Would you be ready to maybe get that step up if you do a number on Griffey this time?
Well, Well, this is what I'm saying, and this is what a lot of people are saying. This is a big fight for me. It's a step up. There's no question about that. It's a big risk as well. And this fight will answer a lot of questions in terms of my progress and where I can go and how quickly I can go there. This fight will answer a load of them, because you look at Gurfey, he's a solid seasoned pro, 33 years old, been around the block for a long, long time, been in with the very best, world champions. And he's never ever been dominated or outclassed or anything like that. Yeah, he's been knocked out, but you go back and look at the fights up until the knockouts, they're not like, it's been competitive fights. It's been touch and go on the scorecards and things like that. So for me to go into this fight and do what I think I'm going to do, and all the plan goes to plan, I really do think I'm going to go in there and dominate him and show that I'm I'll look a lot more experienced fighter in there. And people say, wait a minute, he is well beyond his fights, the amount of fights I'll have had. Well, it'll be 10 after this fight. Obviously, I need to go in there and prove this to everybody, but I'm confident I can go in there and do that. And then let me do that, and then let me sit down and see what options are on the table, and then take it from there. But my main focus is on this fight and winning this fight, and I firmly believe I will. And I think I'll definitely open a few eyes as well and answer a lot of questions that people want to see getting answered, because I really am progressing really, really well under Ben. I feel superb. I've never felt this good in my whole career. I'm finally doing every single thing right, and it's making a huge difference in my progress. It really is.
Before I let you go, Lee, I know you probably got loads of messages. I can see your finger going nuts and stuff like you can't answer them. Will you be training tomorrow? Are you getting back in the gym with the mindset that this fight's going to happen?
100%, yeah. I'm back in the gym tomorrow, staying on the diet as well. It was one of them, like, what did I do? Like, this fight's off, like, to go away and just eat a bit of rubbish. There were so many things going through my mind, and thankfully I've got the right people around me to keep me right. My girlfriend, Ben, texts me, listen, don't go away and start eating rubbish and that. Stay positive, stay on the diet, back in the gym tomorrow, and we keep grinding, and that's what I'll do. And the minute I get news, I'll be ready to go.
Good stuff. Like I said, I was looking forward to getting down there, because I was going to go down at the fight at the end of the month at Wakefield. But again, personal God, level.
Sick, man. Every time I keep thinking and remembering, it just gives. It's 1 minute I'm all right about it. Do you know what I mean? 1 minute I'm fine. I'm like, it is what it is. We'll get over it. And then I think this is what I'm saying. I went out a walk this morning, and I was just visualising everything. And I honestly had, like, it's the most positive I've been since this fight's been made. Sorry, mate, that cut off there.
That's all right, mate, no worries. You were saying, I can hear you, mate, I can hear you. You said that you were visualising, you went out for a walk and stuff like that, and you were visualising what was happening, how sickening it was.
Yeah, that's it. So I was on a walk this morning, and I was just visualising everything, and it was the most positive I've been this whole camp since I found out about this fight, right all the way through up until this morning. I was just on this walk, and I just visioned me winning the fight itself, beforehand, after winning it, even pictured the interview with the belt. Like, I was just visualising it all, and I was just walking there, and I was just thinking, like, 3 weeks' time, like, it all changes, and I finally get that belt, and I finally make a huge step in my life and career. Everything, like, just, I was honestly the most positive I've ever been. And I literally got into it. I was actually walking to Aldi to get my week shopping. And I'm standing in the shop, and I just get a phone call, and do you hear your fights off and all that? And I just, honestly, God, it was like I'd just been stabbed in the heart. Honestly, I was absolutely devastated. And yeah, like I say, it's just, I have to try and stay as positive as I can be, but I need to get in that ring. I need to fight soon. I've been training like a demon. I've sacrificed Christmas, I've sacrificed New Year. I've been on it for months now. Like, it's mentally challenging as well as physical, do you know what I mean? So hopefully we can get there eventually, and it's no that much longer. Early February, I would love to to get in there then. And I'm sure if anyone can do it, make it possible, it's MTK. So fingers crossed. Hope for the best.
Well, I've definitely got my fingers crossed for you, Lee, man. Like I said, I was meant to be at the last two shows. Maybe it's me. Because the last show, I think Oscar was going to, and he managed to fight.
Me as well.
So I don't know. Maybe I'll pretend that I'm not going to this fight next time. And maybe it'll get on. But I'm gutted for you, Lee. I was going to wish you a happy new year and stuff like that. But
yeah
it's not a happy new year.
No, great start, January, no, so. Definitely not.
But stick in, mate. Keep training hard. I'm pretty sure this fight will come along. Third time lucky. Let's just hope. And you'll get that blue belt around your waist shortly, man. But stick in, brother. And hopefully I'll see you soon. Rather than speak to you soon.
Yep. Nice one, Andy. Thanks very much, mate.
Cheers, Lee. Appreciate that, man.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.